begin this evening with a chant from the original language of our Master Yeshua.
Transmission coming to us from the early ancient Oriental stream of Christianity that formed in the heartlands of the Middle East and found its way into Persia, Tibet, India, and China. It has now made its way into the West in one of many forms, one of which is the order. More importantly, we are each here to receive a transmission not simply from the East, but from above, from the Orient of Light, that realm out of which divine light descends and fills both space and time and our own hearts. We, the abbots of this order, present these individuals to you to become conscious carriers of that transmission and its full wisdom. Having discerned that this is a part of their earthly vocation, and having worked through a process of reception, we receive their gift to us as we initiate and consecrate them into this order. Following his resurrection and ascension, Yeshua, the Master, sent his students out into the world with his blessings and gifts, making them teachers, guides, seers, pastors, and healers. seeking to build up the spiritual body of humanity through devotion to a path of inner seeing, wisdom and practice until all creation is brought to full transformation of being and consciousness. This is our work and our task together now in this world.
Those desiring to be postulants and monks, would you please respond with your verbal affirmation to these questions? Are you ready to receive this light from heaven?
I am.
Will you follow the path of the Master's sacred teaching?
I will.
Do you commit yourself to the transmission of his wisdom and power as part of your life vocation and task?
I do.
Will all of you who witness this act of initiation do all in your power to support these persons in their vocation and work through your care, your prayers, and your encouragement?
We will.
Let us listen now to the voice of wisdom speaking quietly within and across the ages.
Listen, wait in silence, listening, for the one from whom all mercy flows. Listen, wait in silence, listening.
Transcendent being, know that you are sheltered by a mighty power. You can truly say,
you are the sanctuary in which I hide my God. You are the citadel of my trust. You release me from the snares the trapper set. You save me from the poisonous bait put out for me. Your wings are ever over me. I hide among your feathers, nested close to you. In truth, your presence is my shield, protecting from the terrors of the night and from the arrows flying through the day. Near you, I do not fear the scourge that stalks my shadowlands, nor the evil that sets their ambush in my way. Thousands may surround me, Lord, yes, 10,000 strong, for certain these will fall away and nothing ever touches you.
When you have set your love on God, God has already placed you under loving care. And as you came to know the real name of God, God is ever knowing yours, protecting you. When you call out for me, God says, I am has already answered you. I am is with you in deep trouble. I am is saving you. I am will bring you to your destination. Your length of life I will extend, says God, and you will know my saving power restoring you.
In the name of the Holy One, who comes to us as Father, Mother, Son, and Sacred Spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Rex, you want to ask, please? Lee? And I know Susan's here. Dr. Susan? Susan, Rex, Lee, you have indicated your desire to enter the Oriental Orthodox Order in the West as a postulate on the interior path of Christian transformation. Is it your desire to begin this path with intention and attention?
Yes. It is.
Will you seek the Spirit's guidance, the wisdom of the community, and the light of your own heart as you begin this journey?
Amen.
Do you give yourself now to the interior process of preparation to ready yourself as a member of the order?
I do. Susan, the Lord bless you with clarity of vision, mind, and heart, with the ability to discern truth from diversion, to attend to those people, places, and experiences that nurture your heart and your inner being on this pathway that you are choosing. So I anoint you with oil, in the name of the Holy One, who is for us, Father, Mother, Son, and Sacred Spirit. Amen. Susan, I give you this robe, blessed with the prayers of the community. When you pray, wear it is a sign of this blessing.
Rex, the Lord bless you with clarity of vision, mind, and heart, with the ability to discern truth from diversion, to attend to those people, places, and experiences that nurture your heart and your inner being on this pathway that you are choosing. And so now, I anoint you with oil in the name of the Holy One, who is for us Father, Son, Mother, and Sacred Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Rex, I give you this robe, blessed with the prayers of this community. When you pray, wear it as a sign of this blessing.
May the Lord bless you with clarity of vision, mind, and heart, and with the ability to discern truth from diversion, to attend to those people, places, and experiences that nurture your heart and your inner being on this pathway that you have chosen. And so I anoint you with the oil in the name of the Holy One who is for us, Father, Mother, Son, and Sacred Spirit. Amen. Lee, I give you this robe, blessed with the prayers of the community. When you pray, wear it as a sign of this blessing.
Amen. All right.
Allison, would you join the postulants to say the pledge together? Affirming that the entire creation is grounded in the transcendent mystery, and that the key to our ultimate destiny as creatures of God has been revealed through Jesus, the Anointed One, who is for us the completed human, incarnate Logos, and master of our sacred path, we make the following pledge.
As a student of the wisdom of Jesus, the master of wisdom, and follower upon his path, I claim citizenship in the kingdom of heaven, which he proclaimed, and commit myself to the journey of spiritual awakening and reorientation to its central mystery, which is the divine presence, my true home and destiny.
Recognizing that this earth, our island home, is a gracious gift made to us from God, and that we are called to cherish, nurture, and provide loving stewardship of all its resources, creatures, and peoples, we make the following pledge.
Born as a child of this earth, and also born of its offspring, I declare myself to be a world citizen, fully committed to its peace and the well-being of all its creatures, rejecting the present world's emphasis on strife, violence, competition, and mass exploitation to meet either individual or collective ambitions.
Knowing that life itself is sacred and a sacrament, and that we are each invited to the joyous responsibility of realizing and expressing the luminous presence of a divine love, which exists at the very heart of everything, and understanding that human beings separated from this reality become alienated, self-destructive, and spiritually exiled in a world which they make uninhabitable, we make the following pledge.
As a monk in the Oriental Orthodox Order in the West, I commit myself to the kingdom of Oriental light and its transmission across the ages. May it be in me and all around me as it is in heaven. May I become a clear transmitter of its wisdom, its grace, its mercy, its justice, and its compassion.
Now, would you kneel?
In the best.
We pray now to you, O Spirit of God, the world of galaxies and stars, the forces of nature, the motions of winds and waters, the energies of skies and seas, the falling rain and flying snows, and this fragile earth, our island home.
Life is your great gift to us and to all created beings. our relations on the earth, the two-legged and the four-legged, those with fins and scales and wings. Lord of the cosmos, your spirit lives and breathes through everything.
Great Spirit, Grandmother, Grandfather, Father, Mother, Son, and Sacred Spirit, help us to hold all things as dear within our hearts and to hold fast the solidarity of the human race. We speak now the names, cares, and concerns of those we carry to this gathering. For Don.
O holy and beloved one, our companion and guide upon the way, beloved friend, look upon our brokenness. We have wounded your love, so heal us. We stumble in the dark, so transfigure us. We forget that you are our home, so dwell within us and draw us back together to walk your sacred way. Teach us love and compassion that we may honor and heal each other and heal this earth. For your care of us and all is unbounded and eternal. Amen.
Veni Sancte Spiritus, 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 Veni Sancte Spiritus.
Come heaven shine.
Blessed are you, God of heaven and earth, our creator and the sovereign of time and eternity. Throughout the ages, you have created a people to love and serve you.
Blessed are you, our Lord and Master, your life among us, your service to us, your death before us has overwhelmed death. For you have called us out upon your pathway and given us the gift of spirit to do your work and will. And so now through your grace, gentle as a dove, but living and burning with fire, empower your servant Allison for work of a monk on your pathway of interior love.
O God, fill now Allison's heart with light, her mind now with vision, and her path with wisdom's power. Allison, in this moment, may you receive this special anointing of grace and love, becoming fully present to the Master of Wisdom who is within you, and present to his love in the world around you. May every blessing, the Father, the Son, the Mother, the Sister, the Sacred Spirit, rest upon you, keep you strong, faithful in your service, both now and forever. Amen.
Lord God of all, and Yeshua, Master of life and wisdom, I accept the gift of your own Sacred Spirit. I surrender to your pathway. I give my life for your service in this work of transmission and transformation. May your power and wisdom flow through me. Amen.
Go. Oh, yeah.
As we greet each other in peace and love, I ask each of you all to stop by Allison and give her your own special blessing. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.